play yesterday?
When I finished my breakfast, can I watch can I again?
When you finish your breakfast, well, it's not breakfast, it's lunch we're about to have, isn't it? Brum's a little yellow car, isn't it?
It is.
I've not seen Brum for quite a long time. Why have you taken your socks off?
I just have.
Just one sock on, one sock off. Like Diddle Diddle Dumpling, aren't you? Diddle Diddle Dumpling, nice and jump. Only I can say Diddle Diddle Dumpling, nice and tum. Went to bed with his trousers on. One shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, nice and jump.
That's silly. Shorts on and shoes off. One on.
It is, isn't it? Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son John, went to bed with his trousers on. One shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son John. And I can sing, Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son Tom, went to lunch with his trousers on. One sock off and one sock on. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son Tom.
Here is one. Banana, pepperoni, and rini-rini-rini.
No, that's not so nice. When you were going to sing Bananas in Pyjamas, weren't you?
I wasn't.
Listen, you've come home from nursery and you've got glue.
But mommy, don't pull it off.
Why does it hurt?
Oh dear. Just me can pull it off.
Well, I'll tell you what, let mommy get her handbag.
Yeah? No, mum!
Don't tell me, I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh.
All I'm going to do is get my handbag, because in my handbag I've got a makeup bag. And in the makeup bag there's a mirror. And in the mirror you can have a little look.
Can I hold it?
Yes, you can hold it. Can you see this?
Mm-hmm.
This is glue, dried glue on your chin.
Mm-hmm.
And dried glue on your cheek. Does it hurt?
Mm-hmm.
What have you got, honey? You got... There we are. The glue on your chin's gone. Let's take it. Oh, Poppy. Oh dear, we're windy, aren't we? Alright. Fair enough. Shall I see if I've got a wipe or something?
No!
And you need your hands washing before we eat.
I don't want a wipe.
You can't walk around with glue on your face all day.
I can.
What have you been doing at nursery? Tom's be careful. He's trying to enjoy his dinner now.
I was making a pitch.
Making a picture? What was the picture of?
Of bonfires.
Bonfires?
Mm.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. No, it's not a worry. We're just washing your hands in the kitchen sink. And I've been washing some salad things, and that's a little piece of red cabbage. It's just floating around the bottom of the bowl. It's ready to go out. We can't eat it now, can we?
No.
So what sort of things were on your picture of a bonfire?
I don't know.
Flames?
I don't know.
Did you draw smoke?
No. What's some paint?
Oh, painting? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean, did you draw? Did you paint some smoke and some flames?
No, I didn't paint like some smoke. No, we didn't.
Didn't you? Okay.
Dry on like that, and it's dry on.
And you look like you've got glue on your top as well, don't you?
Mm.
Your sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Oh dear, there's lots of banging. I hope that's not going to be a problem. I need to Linda and Uncle Brian are having a new boiler fitted.
Why?
Well, probably like ours, they need a new boiler. We could do a new one for the heating and the hot water.
Yeah.
Which is because the boilers are quite old now.
But don't hurt.
I won't hurt you. I've got a little bit of soap on a sponge and some nice warm water. It might tickle, but it's not hurting, is it? There we are. You've even got it up your nose. Oh, Tom, stop it.
No! So
you said you were doing a painting. Were you gluing and sticking things? Was it like a collage?
Yeah.
You were sticking things on to make it look like flames and smoke, were you?
No, it wasn't.
It's
everyone,
isn't it?
I don't know. I won't tell you.
You don't want to tell me?
Why? I just don't.
Okay. Yeah, that's
alright. Ow!
The glue's nearly gone now. One more wipe and it's nearly gone. Let's just wipe your face on the towel, let it nice and dry. Oh, Tom, you've got glue in your hair as well. Right, dry your face on the towel.
Pop
back into your chair and have a look at Mummy's makeup bag mirror.
No, I don't want to.
Well, you look like a different boy.
I don't want to.
The boy we looked at in the mirror had glue on his face, this little boy doesn't.
No, no, no.
Okay, that's fair enough, because I'm just telling you now you look very nice. Oops. Right. Now, shall we have some toast and cheese for you?
No!
Oh, Thomas, what's the matter?
I don't know.
Do you not remember?
No!
Let's just have a little break, because something's the matter, isn't it? Has somebody upset you?
No!
Why are you so upset, darling?
I can't
Is somebody upset you?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Somebody's upset you, but you don't know who?
Yeah.
And how have they upset you?
I don't know.
Are you just feeling a bit tired, perhaps?
No, I'm a bit sick.
You feel a bit sick?
Yeah.
Do you not want lunch then?
No. Oh, no. No.
When you were asking for a drink earlier on, do you still want your drink?
No. No, I don't want any more.
Special cherry juice or Vento?
No, no. No. Not for anything.
Do you not want anything to eat?
No. I don't.
Do you mind if I eat? Because I'm hungry.
I'm not.
No, that's fair enough, but I'm going to meet you. Talk to me while I eat.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's upset. Come on. What's the matter?
I don't know.
Has something happened at nursery?
No.
No?
No.
Pardon?
I'm feeling sick.
You're feeling sick?
Yes.
Oh dear dear. Oh dear dear, there we are. That's better.
Come on.
Isn't it?
No. I need to sleep.
You need to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas. Do you want a little cuddle with Mummy?
No. Yeah.
That's it. Mind that cup of coffee? Mind that cup of coffee? There we are. Right. No, you know when you were making this picture today?
Yeah.
And were you using glue?
Yeah.
Did you get any glue in on your tongue? Did you taste any glue? Or did you smell any glue?
No. No.
No, you just stuck it where it needed to be stuck. Right. Did you eat anything at nursery that might have made you feel a bit sick?
Yeah. Oh, chocolate bin.
You had a chocolate biscuit?
Yeah.
Had a chocolate biscuit? No, I feel sick.
No.
I do?
No.
I feel sick because I didn't have a chocolate biscuit.
No, I'm just crying.
No, I couldn't have a chocolate biscuit. I was at home. I was doing lots of things. In fact, I've been into Didsbury this morning to do some shopping. I rushed home and I washed up and then I went into Didsbury and I did all sorts of things in Didsbury. Then I came to pick you up. And did you not have your picture of the bonfire ready to show me?
No, because it was still glue.
It was still glue, was it? The glue was drying. And was it a picture you did on your own, or are you all doing a big picture of a big bonfire?
All of them.
You're all doing a big picture of a big bonfire? What are you doing, learning about things that happen in autumn?
No, I'm making it.
You're making it? Mm, is that ready for bonfire night?
Yeah.
Mm. You go well with the people letting the fireworks off, eh? Because they do it very early, don't they? Yes. Well, have you noticed a difference now, Thomas?
No.
Between a few weeks ago, mind you, the weather's not been good at all this summer, but in the summer, on the few days that we had nice sunny sun, we didn't need Wellingtons or warm coats or umbrellas. It was nice and you could wear shorts and sandals and t-shirts. And sunglasses and sun hats. And when we were in Spain, we had to be really careful what we were wearing, didn't we, so we didn't get too hot. Remember?
Yeah.
But now, we're into October, we're into autumn now, Thomas. September, October, November are autumn. This is the time of year when it starts to get chillier, especially in the mornings and in the evenings. And it's not as sunny, not as light. And what happens to the leaves on the trees? They change from green to sort of gold and red and yellow and orange, and they go dry and crispy and they fall off, don't they? And when you're walking on the path, providing it's not rain, if it's rain, then you just go slip, 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 scrip, squelch, squelch, wash. But if it's nice and dry, you go crisp, crunch, crisp, crunch, crackle, crisp, crunch. Some trees stay green. The Christmas trees, if you see Christmas trees, you know, we're walking up near Isabel's house, near the park.
Mm.
Do you remember that house with the big Christmas tree and the lavender bushes?
Mm.
Well, that Christmas tree will always be green.
The grass will be green.
The grass will still be green, yes. Just the grass might be a bit wetter, but the trouble is that in the summer we had such a lot of rain, didn't we? That really the grass has been pretty wet most of the summer. We've had some nice days, haven't we? Because we've been to the park and to the beehive, and we've been to, do you remember at Bethany's party? That must have been about July time, and that was a very hot day. You're all in the sandpit. We've had lots of sunny days. You're really not very well, sweetie.
No.
Is it just you don't want to eat?
Yeah.
Are you upset because I said it's lunchtime?
Yeah.
So if I say to you, you don't have to eat, if you don't have to eat, then will you be a bit happier?
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to eat, but do you mind very much if Mummy eats?
Yeah.
You don't mind if Mummy eats? Listen, Mr. Misty, you've had a chocolate and biscuits at nursery. I've had nothing. I've had nothing. See, if I don't eat, I'm going to be a big hungry mum, aren't I?
Mm.
Would you not like something like a pear?
No.
Or a plum or an apple?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay. Is anybody else at nursery not feeling very well?
No.
Just you?
No.
Have you got any pains anywhere?
No.
No. Headache?
No.
Tummy ache?
No.
No pains in your neck? If you look at the light, does it hurt your eyes?
Yeah.
Does it hurt your eyes?
Yeah.
Right. Does your neck ache at all, aren't
you? Yeah. No.
No. You sure?
Sure.
Can I just have a little look at your tummy to see if you've got any dotty spotties?
No.
Oh, please don't, because if you're feeling sick and the light's hurting your eyes, I think we better just have a little look and see if there's any dotty spotties.
No.
You might look like Jake out of the Tweenies, Dot Man. You've had chicken pox, haven't you? So we're not looking for big chicken spots, are we?
No.
I'm just looking to see if you've any little been pricky marks?
I don't want you to kill
them. All right. I think we better pause the tape, don't you? Yeah. I'm really not feeling
well.
Not feeling very well.
No, Mum.
Just let me have a little look, please. Your tummy.
No.
Let's have a look. Just have a look at your back. I just want to see if anybody's been out with a red pen and putting little dots on you. No. Nobody's done that, have they? Do you know?
When your baby's off the watch telly.
No. Is this what this is all about? Because you want to watch television?
Yeah.
Why do you want to watch television?
I don't care.
No, no. You're telling me you're feeling sick and poorly and all along you just want to watch some television.
Yeah, my favourite one.
What's your favourite? You don't even know what's on. You came in from nursery and I put the telly on for a few minutes.
But I wanted to go in for a minute.
No, but listen, I put the telly on while Mummy boiled the kettle and did one or two things. Now later on, you can watch a little bit more, but Thomas...
Later now!
Listen, when we're at home, we don't sit and watch telly. We usually go out, Thomas. If it wasn't for doing the tape, we'd be out.
No, we won't.
We'd be in watching a telly, would we?
Yeah, we will.
No,
yes.
Excuse me. After lunch, Mummy puts it on for a few minutes while I wash up, and I usually listen to the Archers then, don't I? And that's when you watch telly for a quarter of an hour, just to recharge your batteries, because when you were a little boy, you used to have a sleep after lunch, and now you don't need a sleep because you're a big boy. Of course, it's a chance where you can just sit down and we either read a book or you just watch television for a quarter of an hour, just to recharge your batteries. I can hear some squeaking. Do you think that's a tape recorder?
Oh no.
Squeak. Squeak.
No.
Squeak. Well, tell me, if you put the television on, what programmes would you like to watch?
CBBC on Choice.
CBBC on Choice?
Yeah, no.
You're laughing now, you cheeky thing. Do you really feel sick?
No.
Thomas Henry, you've had me feeling your neck, looking for rashes, making you look at the light, and all along, there's nothing matter. Well, I thought it strange because you went to nursery perfectly happy. You came out of nursery perfectly happy. You are. You know that big bonfire you've been drawing at nursery?
Yeah.
What was it? What's it like?
I don't know.
Is there room for somebody on the top?
No.
Oh, it's a shame. Because I'm going to put you on top.
No.
I was.
No.
You were kidding your mum. Thomas, you little actor.
No,
Mummy's having lunch. If you want lunch, that's fine. If you don't want lunch, it's now 5 to 1. If you don't want lunch, there's nothing else to eat until 5 o'clock. That's 4 hours' time. You can have a drink of milk at 3 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness!
You want to hug on? But listen, if you're not eating lunch, there's nothing else. No sweeties or anything. You've got to eat meals at meal time. Now, would you like to go to the fridge and get some butter out and something for Mummy to put on the toast, some cheese and things?
No!
Well, I'll sit here and have a little rest and you can go and do the shopping in the fridge. How's that?
Thank God, Mum!
Your head feels a bit hot, but I think that's because you've been crying and giggling.
No!
You've been crying and giggling, haven't you? Do you know what we have to do today?
No.
Well, not today particularly, but someday. We've got the church magazines, the October magazines to do. So what we can do is after lunch we could have a little walk out.
No.
But you like going because you like going to the flats. Because you can press the lift, can't you?
Yeah. That's too boring.
It's too boring?
Yeah.
And what's more exciting than doing that?
Watching TV.
No, it is.
It is.
A little while ago, all you talked about was sweetie shops. All you've talked about today is the television.
I
want to watch the telly and eat sweets.
Pardon?
You want to watch the telly and eat sweets?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on outside? Oh, somebody's having a fight. Who's that?
Hello.
It's not Purdy, it's Purdy's upstairs. Goodness me.
Mother Linda.
I don't think it's with Linda's cats, it's not Linda. It might be Felix or Tiddles or Molly. Oh dear, it sounded very close. I think it's the Tower House rather than Linda's, don't you?
Yeah. But who goes fighting?
I don't know who is fighting.
Oh, Molly.
Oh, there's Molly. There's Molly. So it must have been Molly with somebody. I wonder whether she was fighting with one of her brothers and sisters. Oh, poor Molly. Now, I don't think it would be Felix or Tiddles because they all live together, don't they? She's used to Felix and Tiddles. I think it must have been a stranger. It must have been that big grey and white one.
Yeah.
We've not seen Ginger Baptist since we came back from Spain, have we? Now, yeah. Don't sniff, please. Would you like to use my tissue?
Yeah.
There you are. That's it. Oh, look, Molly's coming home. She's got a fancy collar around her neck. Look at that. She's going to jump up in a minute on our fence. Whoops. That's it. On to Linda's conservatory. Look at that. Oh, she looks like she's prowling. She's looking for whoever it was that frightened her. What do you think she's thinking?
Sweetie shop.
She's not thinking of the sweetie shop. She's a pussy cat. She might be thinking of crunchy biscuits and fish and things like that. Tins of food. Milk.
Or sweetie shops.
She certainly won't be thinking of sweetie shops, Tom. I don't think so.
Done a footprint.
You've done a footprint?
No, a handprint.
A handprint? You better must have done.
Yeah.
Cheeky, I can't see it.
Come and look.
Where have you done a handprint? On the patio window?
Yeah.
Cheeky. You are being a cheeky boy today, aren't you? Right, sit in the chair now, please, Tom. Would you like a little packet of raisins? We've got some really nice raisins.
Yes,
yeah, they're nice, aren't they? Have you already had some of these raisins?
No.
It must be Daddy then, because somebody's opened the box. Look at these. Instead of having them in a little pot, a little container. Look at these. Yeah. Wow, they look nice, don't they? Mm. Now, would you like some cheese and bread or toast to go with that?
No.
Some strip cheese?
Did I say it?
No, you're not, Thomas. I think you're just saying that now. The trouble is, little boys who say things like that, one day you really will be feeling sick and you'll say, Mommy, I feel sick. And I'll say, oh, Thomas, stop messing about. And you will be poorly. Nobody will take any notice of you because you've been saying it for such a long time and you didn't mean it.
Oh, my head.
Does your head hurt, really? Have you bumped your head at all today?
No, it just feels sick.
Your head feels sick? It's usually your tummy that feels sick, isn't it? Not your head. I'll get you a plate and then you can pop your raisins straight onto the plate. Which one shall we have? Winnie the Pooh above the building or the one with the rabbit on?
Don't know.
Or Teddy Tubbies?
Don't know.
Above the building, how's that? So, was everybody good at nursery today?
Can't get any more.
I think they're so nice, they're stuck together, aren't they? There they are. Gosh, they're very big raisins. Look at those. They're larger than the ones I've got in the in the container, in the cupboard, aren't they? Come along, Hazel, don't you come?
Yeah.
There we are. How's that? When I was waiting for you outside of the school gate, I was talking to Alan's mummy. You probably don't remember this, but at Christmas when we went to a party at Isabel's, I don't mean Isabel's birthday party, but Isabel's mummy and daddy had a party at New Year. Both at that party and at Isabel's birthday party, there was a lady there called Helen. And she was the lady that brought your photograph. You know the photograph up there of you in the green short sleeve shirt? Well, last year you had that done at toddler group. For some reason they thought you were at school and sent the picture to school, and Helen saw it. Anna's mummy saw it and said, "That's not a schoolboy, that's Thomas." And she brought it round for us. And her little girl Anna was at Isabel's party.
Yeah.
And she likes you, and you're at the same nursery. And Anna's mummy told me today that Anna talks about you a lot. When Anna's mummy says, "What do your friends call?" she always says, "Thomas." Do you know who Anna is?
No.
Is Luke a nice boy?
Yeah.
Because Luke was the little boy that was so upset at the start, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, just when you started enjoying yourself at nursery?
Yeah.
Well, Luke used to be still be terribly upset, didn't he? And Anthony's a lovely boy, isn't he?
No, just then.
Who, Anthony?
Luke said.
Luke, right.
I'm feeling like a baby.
Luke says he feels like a little baby. Yeah. What does he say that now, when he was crying?
He was crying.
Oh, dear.
Don't.
No. You don't want it. Do you just want one piece?
No.
Do you just want the plain piece?
No.
Okay, I'm very sorry I put it on your plate. I just thought you might like it. Would you like a banana?
No.
Okay.
I want my tears.
Want to wipe your tears? Oh, now that's talking about Luke and wiping your tears. So what little boy's got? I know there's Anthony because he's your best friend, isn't he? And then we've got Luke. And and Matthew.
Azair.
Oh yes, Azair. Azair was the little boy who was terribly, terribly upset, wasn't he, at the beginning? And he's fine now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. You have to stay there if you're finished.
Who says that?
Is there?
When he's finished doing what, does he say that?
He says, "I'm finished."
He says, "I'm finished." What, when he's eating something or when he's done a piece of work?
I don't know.
When he's finished doing anything, does he say, "I'm finished"?
Yeah.
And who's the little girl that says, "I'm finished" when she's not and the teacher's not cross?
Kira.
Oh dear. What does she do? Drink some juice and then say, "I've finished," and they go to clear a cup and she's not finished at all.
I don't do that.
You don't do that. Good, you're a good boy, aren't you? And what about Matthew?
Matthew says, "When he's finished, you drink." Well, his work done. I said, "I'm probably finished."
Does he? Is Matthew the boy that is teaching you all these things that you're saying? Because often when you say things at home, I say, "Who's taught you that?" And you say, "Matthew." Is Matthew a nice little boy?
Mm. Can we get some more?
Some more raisins?
Yeah.
Of course we can.
We're not in shops now.
You don't have to go to the shops, they've got plenty in the cupboard.
No. In the container.
In the container, yes, that's right. Those will be nice to take to Mrs. Platford's for lunch, won't they?
Does it say the last day in Reason Street?
What does it say?
The last day in Reason Street.
Have a nice day in Reason Street. That's a funny thing to say.
He says, "Have a nice day in Poole Street."
Oh, no, don't say that. Is that what Matthew says, pooey?
And smelly bottoms.
Well, that's not nice, is it?
And say smelly nose You know what he says to Anthony? He says, hello, Bantony Anthony.
Anthony Bantony. Oh, is this where Anthony Bantony's come from?
Mm-hmm.
I see. I do think Anthony's a nice little boy, though.
Yeah.
I remember the day when I went to take you on. And there were three or four little boys playing around the table. And you went to sit down, and it might have been Matthew. One little boy said, go away, Thomas, and you look really upset. And Anthony said, it was on Anthony, isn't it? Not Anthony, Anthony. Anthony said, don't worry, Thomas, you come and help me. Come and sit on my chair, you can help me. And Anthony was ever so upset because you were upset. He's a nice boy, isn't he?
Mm.
It's his birthday in February.
Bye. How old is he?
Well, he's 2 months younger than you, 2 months older than you. Because your birthday is in April. So I was thinking about 4 months' time, I can't remember what date his birthday is. In about 4 months' time, Anthony will be four. And in 6 months' time, Thomas will be four.
Not my raisins container says, nice thing, the sweetie shop, raisin shop.
Your raisin container says, have a nice day in sweetie shop, does it?
Yeah.
It would, wouldn't it?
It says, have a nice day in Raisin Street. No, it says, have a nice, you know what it says?
No, what
it
does it say?
In Raisin Pips. No, it says, no.
Raisin Pips, like Grape Pips.
No, what it says,
no. No, what does it
have
say?
Have a nice day in Raisin Pips.
Would you like some more raisins?
Yes, please.
Would you like a drink?
No.
Pardon?
No, because that'd be sick.
No, thank you. You've got some nice pears.
No, some pears.
Okay.
Anthony Pooley is very nice.
Yes, he's a very nice boy, isn't he? I like Anthony. I don't really know. I can't remember what Matthew looks like. What's the other little boys are at nursery, Thomas?
Mummy, can I keep this one?
Of course you can.
Then I can keep that one.
Yes.
I don't know.
What's the little boys going to nursery?
I can't do it.
I've got Luke, Matthew, Anthony, Azair, and Thomas. There's a. You only go in the morning, don't you, to nursery? But in the afternoon, there's another little boy called Thomas. Because you're called the morning Thomas and he's called the afternoon Thomas. Are they stuck again because they're so juicy? There you are, sir. Raisins.
Thank you.
Roll up, the raisins. Look at that one, that's huge. Oh no, it's not, it's about three stuck together. Oh, more in the packet. And what are the names of some little girls? We know Kira and we know Anna. Because Kira used to go to toddler group with you, didn't she?
A blonde hair one.
Blonde haired one,
orange.
That's right. Well, she's not orange, it's blonde. Yes, blonde. Fair hair. Fair hair, because she's not really blonde.
And no,
this is blonde.
Me. Then after these, can I have another one that I can stick in there? Make a big building, then you know what?
No, you can't just keep eating raisins so you've got empty packets to make a building. We've got Lego bricks for doing that. I don't want you to eat too many, otherwise you will have an upset to it.
Just turn it very high, Mum.
Do you sometimes have fruit at nursery?
Yeah. Look, today comes big Jorshin.
Here comes a big what, darling?
Dorshin.
A big Dorshin? What's a Dorshin?
It's made to get heavy load.
It means a heavy load. A Dorshin means a heavy load. What can you
it drops on the floor.
Alright, I really can't think what you might mean by a Dorshin.
Dorshin means it's more like a forklifter, but it isn't. It's got short nails. Like this.
It's like a forklifter with sharp nails.
It is a forklifter.
A Dorshin. I don't know what a Dorshin can be. You've lost me on that one, Thomas. The sun's shining, have you noticed?
Look, can't see any sun.
Oh, look, there's the grey and white pussycat. That must be the pussycat that was upsetting Molly. I think he looks like a nice cat, but he's quite vicious, isn't he? Now that Ginger Battersby's not here, the grey and white one seems to have taken over.
Well, he's going to
fight Purdy. Well, he'll have a job unless he comes inside, because Purdy's fast asleep upstairs. Because just before lunch I went to see him. He's been cheeky, he's walking over your tractor. What should we call him? We can't just call him the grey and white one. Would you like to think of a name for him?
About Fence.
We're going to call him Fence?
Yeah.
We can't call a pussycat Fence. That sounds silly. Be a fence. Be a fancy fancy.
Hello, what do you want? Some raisins.
Oh, yes, please.
Some free raisins.
Are you the raisin man shop? I mean the raisin shop man.
No, I'm called a silly shop man.
A silly shop man?
No, I'm a nice one.
Oh, what did you say you were called?
Seller.
Oh, a cellar shop, Mum. A cellar, as in you sell raisins.
There you go. I'm just going to shut up there.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you so much. How much do I owe you for these raisins?
£3.
£3? Wow. 1, 2, 3. I hope they're jolly nice.
Yes, well, I'm just going to open the packet.
Oh, yeah?
I won't eat any. It's not a share.
Doesn't matter if you share them, we can share them.
There you go.
Oh. Tell you what, I'll just have one to try them. And then I'll save the rest till later. Oh, very nice, thank you. Would you like a piece of cheese, Thomas?
Thank you.
It's just you gave me a raisin, so I thought you might like a piece of my cheese.
No. Will it be sick?
We won't be sick. Mm. Has somebody said this to you today at nursery? Has somebody else felt sick today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't I pinch one?
No, it doesn't matter if you pinch one, though. Just remember I've paid £3 for them. They're very expensive.
You can be a shop selling now.
Hello. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Would you like some raisins?
Please.
Well, come to the right place. This is a raisin shop. How many raisins would you like?
1, 2, 3. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There you go. That's 50p, please, and I'll put them in a little box for
you.
There you go. Well, that's £1. Thank you. Here's 50p change.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Be careful. Don't drop them on the way home.
No.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good. Good. Have one. Good. 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 Yeah, I can't do it.
Is the lid of the box stuck?
No,
it isn't. I'm having a job to talk because I've got a mouthful of toast and cheese.
I've got to have some tomorrow.
Huh?
Well,
I'm
raisin shop
going
to see you
tomorrow. Bye bye, raisin shop person. Raisin shop customer, that's what I was thinking of.
Bye.
Hello.
I'm just doing my raisins.
All right. I thought you were ringing the shop doorbell to come back for some more raisins. Oh. There's a big bang, wasn't it, the door?
Just a pussycat.
A pussycat walking around the raisin shop?
But it's gone away.
I don't think pussycats like raisins really, do they?
No,
they
don't.
Isn't it nice? The sun's out.
I can play outside now. Can I? Can I? Can I?
Can I? Can I? Can I? You sound like the Tweenies. No, I don't think so, Thomas.
Can I? Can I? Can I? Can I? Can I?
Are you suddenly feeling better?
Now can I be a shopkeeper?
Of course you can. You can be the shopkeeper. And I'll be the customer.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you want to say?
What do you sell?
raisins.
Oh, well, I'll just have some raisins then, please. Could I have one little box, please? Yeah. And I'd like eight, please. That means that Daddy, Purdy, Thomas and myself can each have two.
Right. I'm going to get you four of them. And no, some other can I have some?
You're going to give me four?
Mummy.
Hello.
I nearly sell out of these raisins.
Have you nearly sold out?
Yeah.
Well, you seem to be quite a busy shop. Oh, I'm just looking at the equipment and the orange lights flashing on and off again. I wonder why.
Amazing.
What the problem is.
Did you want a pinch on your raisins? Does it?
Well, have you got enough to give me eight?
Oh, yes. It doesn't matter. Daddy likes big ones, does he?
Yes, he does, please. Yes, Daddy likes big ones. I would imagine Thomas likes big ones.
Yeah.
Oh, he's banging now next door as well.
There you go.
The workmen must have been having their lunch before, I think, isn't they? Taking out an old boiler and putting in a new one.
Very hard to make a big new boiler.
Well, I don't think they've made the new boiler. I would imagine that, in fact, I know it came ready-made, Thomas, because there was a big box outside that said combination boiler.
Of course,
they'll have to take the boiler, the old boiler, from the airing cupboard upstairs, that's had to come out. So I don't know whether that's what the banging is now. And then in the kitchen, which is quite near to the room we're in now, the men are putting the new combination boiler on the wall. So there might be quite a lot of banging, unfortunately, but I think it's going to go on for a couple of days.
Just going to have a look.
So we might have it tomorrow as well. Wow! Let me just check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 raisins, you clever raisin seller man. Let me give you, am I allowed to give you a kiss? Ooh. Ooh, I wish some more shopkeepers like you. You are gorgeous.
Aww.
Aww, let me give you a kiss on the other cheek. Demetra used to give you kisses on both cheeks, didn't she?
Yeah.
Thank you. How many pennies is that, Mr. Raisin Seller?
I'm just going to put it near my counter. 3 pence.
3 pence? Oh gosh, do you know your prices? The last time I came in, then I bought 6 for £3, and this time it's 8 for £3. 1 pence, 2 pence, 3 pence, 4 pence, 5 pence. Could I have 2 pence change, please?
Yes, of course. Here it is.
Thank you so much, Mr. Raisin Seller.
Oh, don't get those.
Oh, I nearly forgot you. Do you remember that day we went to the doctor's, Thomas? It's a long time ago now.
Yeah.
And you left your hat in the doctor's?
Yeah.
And then we got to the banker's shop, and you said, I've left my hat in the doctor's. So we went all the way back to the doctor's, didn't we? Yeah. And then when we got to the doctor's, you said, I left my book in the baker's shop. We had to go back to the baker's shop. And in the meanwhile, we missed about 3 buses, didn't we?
Yeah.
We were in Disbury for 2, nearly 3 hours, I think, that day. Thank you so much. I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow when Daddy, Purdy, Thomas and myself will be here.
Okay, you're
going
to be a seller now.
Can I be a seller, right?
And okay. You're going to be, I'm going to be a customer.
Yeah.
So, hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Well.
Good.
Today is my birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
But we're not at my house yet.
Happy birthday.
But we're not at my house yet.
It's not
there with that chair there. That's my house.
Is this right? We can still be your birthday when you're not at home, you know.
So, yes, can I have some raisins, please?
Well, how many would you like?
1, 2, 3, 4.
You'd like 4 raisins? 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's more in that packet, look.
How do you know what's in the packet? The packet's sealed up. 4 raisins, and seeing as it's your birthday, I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 4. 3! So how many raisins? In fact, if you've brought four, and I'm giving you four more, how many is that, Thomas?
Three.
No. Look, we've got, let's count what we've got. Here we are. Here's the four that you bought. One, two, three, four. Here's the four that I'm giving you free. One, two, three, four. Now count all those together and tell me what you've got.
One, two, three, raisin, 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 raisin.
And how many is that?
£3.
No, how many raisins? There's one, two, three, four that you've paid for. Five, six, seven, eight. Four, three, eight.
But there's money.
Oh, you want to pay me as well? Well, only pay me for four because the other four are a free gift with it being your birthday. Okay?
Oh, dear.
You've heard of buy one, get one free. You bought that one's free. You bought that one's free. You bought that one's free. And you bought that one and that one's free. Four paid for, four free means eight. Eight raisins. Thank you very much.
And you know what I'm tissue in the shop.
No, oh, no, you left your tissue in the raisin shop. Oh no, oh no, oh no. You've done that wrong there, Thomas. You don't realise straight away when you've left the shop that you left your tissue in the shop. You get halfway home and then you say, oh, left my tissue, and then we have to go back. Yes? Yes, that's right.
No. And all this name is called a raisin. I'm called raisin glasses. And I can walk.
You're called raisin glasses?
I can walk. Oh no!
Oh dear. Spilling raisins as you go.
Oh no!
Oh dear, dear.
Oh no! Very walking, isn't it? Oh no!
I think we'll have to find you a stronger container next time, won't we? Yeah. Little boxes that the all be careful. The little boxes that the raisins come in don't seem stronger, do they?
I can't reach Ball.
They're like jumping jay beans, aren't they? Would you like a drink yet?
No, thank you. Oh no!
Oh dear, how many have you dropped now?
I don't know. Shut your eyes.
Okay. Tell me when I can open them. Gone.
In my tamer.
In your tamer? It's a container.
Well, for the beans.
No, that's not. It's a pocket.
Oh no.
It's a packet.
On the big sign down. Gosh, they're little raisins. There we go. Oh no.
It was a big bash and the raisins fell down. What did you bash into?
This big sign.
Were you not looking while you were going?
There you are. Crash. Show you this. Just going to stack this all up. There's more in that container.
Which container?
That one there.
Where?
The red one.
Where?
There.
Where?
There, just on the table.
Where?
Just there.
Where?
Near your elbow.
Near my elbow?
Near.
Where?
Near you.
Oh, there. Where?
There, under the table.
Under the table?
Yeah. And I'm just going to fill some up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, look at the sunshine in there. That's beautiful, isn't it?
I'm just going to pour some there. Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Well, I tell you now, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven raisins. And a minute ago, I bought eight and you bought eight. And there's only seven left. Where are the others?
I'm not going to read them all.
Good.
I just got a daddy one.
You're saving a couple for daddy, are you?
There's some for you.
Well, it was daddy's birthday the other day, wasn't it?
It was. Daddy's pony birthday.
Do you want to come and tell me? You can say, Daddy, here's your birthday treat. We saved you 2 raisins. Do you think you would like that?
We can steal some.
We can steal some?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mummy, I'm just going to close the lid. Do, I'm going on the street.
You're closing the lid, keeping them tight.
Then you know what? Mummy, you can go to a bridge. Big lower tree bridge, and then Dorothy went up then.
Oh dear. Well, is the raisin package hitting the bridge on its own, or is the raisin package on the back of the lorry or something?
Back of the lorry.
Oh.
Doesn't matter who it is, does it?
It doesn't matter at all, darling, yeah. I've nearly finished my lunch now, so I shall stop chewing in a minute.
Mummy, don't eat all your breakfast, have something else, then you can have these. You don't do anything else. Don't eat anything else. No, I do you. And I eat all yours.
You might eat all my raisins. That's cheeky.
And I won't let you have some anymore.
Oh, poor Mummy.
But you can have some of mine.
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good at sharing, aren't you?
And you can. You can have some of mine, but don't eat them all up.
No, I won't.
You are mine a lot. I can share some of yours. There you go.
Thank you. I'll just have one. Thank you. Oh, there goes the bang here, okay?
Mm. I'm going to have two. I got two. Oh, yeah, they're from there.
They're very, very nice, these raisins, aren't they?
Oh, it doesn't have three, does it?
Pardon?
It doesn't want to have three.
It doesn't matter if you have three. It doesn't matter what you have, as long as you enjoy them. Yeah. Thank you, they're good for you, raisins. They're grown in California, those. It's a long way away, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Long, 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 long way away.
A long way away.
To be killed.
Thomas, stop saying that. This is not nice. Not nice at all, is it?
Dorsion, dorsion, dorsion.
What's dorsion, Thomas? Is this the thing that's like a digger? A dorsion?
No. No. It's an electric after.
Pardon?
Mr. Andre, electric officer.
I'm sorry, I really don't know what you're telling me.
The wind came up then.
The wind came up and blew the raisins down.
Oh, that just fell there.
How many are left?
Three.
There are three, yes. Yes, I
will. You can have empty one, can't you? Can I have some of yours, can I?
You can, yes. Tell you what, if the packet is empty, there's nothing in it, Thomas.
Can I have some more?
What do you say?
Please, Mummy.
Well, how about we take some from Mummy's tub?
Yeah.
And put them into your little boxes. And see the little boxes when you're going to nursery and you need to pack lunch. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah. I can be a cool, I can be a man, can't I?
Hurt you! I'll put some raisins in
here. Hurt you!
Are you sneezing?
Hurt you.
Oh dear, that sounds like a bad cat. Why are you sneezing?
I'm just always doing paper. That's why I'm sneezing, killer. So do
yeah, Mummy's put some raisins from her tub into this little Thomas the Tank Engine pump.
Then I can take them.
They don't look quite as nice as the ones you've been eating.
Yeah.
When we've eaten these, I'll have to go to the shop and buy some more. Because my tub's nearly empty now. What do you enjoy eating when you go to Mrs. Blackford's? Because
raisins!
Normally, you eat lunch at home, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you go to Mrs. Blackford's, don't you?
I take tipping them all in there. No, ball. Can I have one of these, can I?
Yes, certainly.
In a container, they might be heavy and heavy, won't
it? It will be heavy if it's full, yes.
Let's see, it's just time I see you when I'm packing these up.
Okay.
When I'm walking down, just turning around, walking down the street.
Right, you're walking down the street?
Not yet.
See me. Okay, when you're ready.
Walk, hello. Do you want the raisins?
Hello, are you the man from the raisin shop?
Yeah.
Well, that would be very nice, please.
I'm just, oh no, that one is dropped off. I didn't notice that one.
I didn't notice that one.
It was dropping on the floor. Doesn't get dirty tea.
Well, I'd rather not have one that's dropped on the floor, if you don't mind.
It doesn't matter you get dirty, because I got to do brush. It's mine, not yours. Getting some raisins. No, you left it. So I got it. Shop.
It doesn't matter if it's been on the floor because you've got a toothbrush. Fair enough. I'd really rather not have one that's been on the floor, though. It's not nice eating things that have been on the floor,
but
is it?
It doesn't matter. And what, your legs are my toothpaste.
Toothpaste?
Mine.
How have we suddenly got onto toothbrushes and toothpaste, Tom?
I'm trying to open this lid.
Oh, yeah?
Smash and roll them.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays, Mummy picks you up from Mersey Vale, and we go all the way to Didsbury. Mummy's always got a packed lunch waiting for you, hasn't she?
Yeah.
With sandwiches and fruit, and usually something like a little packet of raisins or a little packet of biscuits, some sort of treat, and a drink. And then do you sit with all the other children on your lunch? Do you sit with the other children and have your lunch?
Jummy Dodgers!
Jummy Dodgers, Do all the children stay for lunch or just a few?
Just a few.
Because we haven't got time to come here, come home here, have lunch and get to Disbury for 1 o'clock. So it's much easier on those 2 days to take lunch with us. And does Jonathan stay for lunch?
Yes, he does.
What does Jonathan eat for lunch?
He says banana. When he's eating banana, he gets some. Sit down, he walks with it.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
When he's finished eating it, or while he's eating it?
While he's eating
it. Oh, goodness me. And what does Mrs. Blackford say?
No, well, you know what? It hurts his tummy when he does that.
Well, Jonathan's a lot younger than you, isn't he? He was only 2 in August. And is that all he eats for lunch, a banana? Mm. Does he have a banana every day? And does he get in trouble for walking around with his food?
It smacks his tummy like this.
Who smacks his tummy?
Silly.
Can't imagine anybody smacks anybody's tummy at nursery. Does she perhaps just pat it or rub it?
She smacks it.
Why does she smack it, Thomas?
Because she's walking about.
Because she's walking about? Oh, do you mean she bumps into him? So she bumps into him rather than smacks him?
Mm.
Smacking's not very nice, is it?
Lightyear goes whoosh!
Buzz Lightyear goes whoosh. Are you talking about Buzz Lightyear on television, or is there somebody at the nursery you call Buzz Lightyear?
Don't know who.
Auntie likes Buzz Lightyear, doesn't he?
And me too.
And me too. I don't really like him, does that matter?
It does.
I like Teletubbies.
But it doesn't matter you like him.
Well, I don't dislike Buzz Lightyear, but I like things like Teletubbies and Tweenies and Postman Pat.
When you're a bit older like me, then you like Buzz Lightyear.
I might do. When I'm a bit older like you, yes, yes, I might do.
Yeah, when I was younger, I said, hello, Noddy.
When you were younger, you used to say, hello, Noddy, did you? Oh, I know what you're talking about, yes. And my granddad took you to McDonald's one day. And the free gift and the Happy Meal was a Buzz Lightyear, but neither you, Nan, or Grandad knew who Buzz Lightyear was, and we called the little figure Noddy, didn't you? And then when you brought him home, at least Mummy knew it was Buzz Lightyear. Oh, so I see what you mean. So you used to think he was called Noddy, didn't you?
This time you said Coca-Cola called me.
We can pretend it says Coca-Cola, yes.
Hello, this is Coca-Cola, is it?
It looks like Coca-Cola, yes, it's red.
Oh yes, it is Coca-Cola.
Would you like a can of Coca-Cola?
Yes, this is Coca-Cola.
Yes, okay.
How does it sell?
How does it sell?
I said, how does it pay?
Do you mean how much does it cost?
Yeah.
20 pence, please.
Right, there's 20 pence.
That's lovely, thank you so much. Thank you, enjoy it, won't you?
Yeah.
Can you manage without a straw, or would you like a straw?
It's alright.
It's alright, isn't it? Good.
Hooray.
Yes, sir.
Shopkeeper, when I spin it, have you got any new t-shirts, have you?
When you spin it, have I got any new t-shirts? Well, I hope you don't spin it, but yes, I'm sure we can sort you out with a clean t-shirt if you spin it.
Okay.